Title: Drop Impact Automation from Scratch for DJ Friendly Sets Beginner. Alright, let's build a drum and bass drop that actually hits, using automation, not just turn it up and pray. We're doing this in Ableton Live, and the goal is two things at the same time. 1. The drop feels massive. 2. It's DJ friendly, meaning clean phrasing, predictable energy, controlled low end, and no random reverb tail smashing into the first kick. By the end, you'll have a simple structure, a 16-bar intro for mixing, a 16-bar buildup, and then a drop that slams because of contrast. Before we touch a single automation lane, here's the mindset. Think energy curve, not effects list. Your track should feel smallest right before the drop, usually the last 1 to 2 bars. And it should feel biggest in the first beat, or first bar, of a drop. Automation is how you draw that curve with intention. Step 0. Set up the session so it instantly feels like DNB. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Go to arrangement view, because we're building a timeline that a DJ can read. Make a few groups so you can automate cleanly. A drums group, a bass group, and a music or FX group. And if you want a little pre-drop group, this is a super clean trick where you route your tonal stuff like pads, atmospheres, restops, vocals, and risers. That way you can suck energy out of the track without messing with the kick, snare, and sub fundamentals. Now lay out a super simple arrangement. Bars 1 to 17 is your 16-bar intro. Bars 17 to 33 is your 16-bar buildup. Bar 33 is your drop. This 16-bar language is everything for DJ-friendly tunes. It makes your track predictable in the best way. Next, gain staging. This is not optional, because impact needs headroom. Aim for your master peaking around minus 6 dB. Rough target, not a religion. Kick and snare should feel like the loudest anchors. And your sub should be strong but clean, not clipping and not wobbling around in stereo. Quick practical setup. On your sub track, drop a utility. Make sure width is at 0%. Mono sub, always. Set the sub gain so it sits confidently without pushing the master into the red. On the master, you can add a limiter as a safety net, not as a loudness machine. Ceiling at minus 0.3 dB, and try to keep it barely doing anything, like 1 or 2 dB of reduction at the very most. Now we start building the pre-drop vacuum. This is one of the most reliable impact tricks in drum and bass. You remove excitement right before the drop, so the full range returning feels like a slap. Choose what you want to automate. Beginner-friendly move. Automate your music group, or your pre-drop group, and maybe even the bass group if you like. Often you keep drums more stable so the groove stays confident, but you can also intentionally thin drums too. Just be deliberate. On that group, add auto filter. Set it to low pass, 24 dB slope. Keep drive subtle for now, somewhere between 0 and a little bit. We're not trying to distort the buildup unless that's a style choice. Press A to show automation lanes. Go to the last 2 bars before the drop. If the drop is bar 33, that's basically bar 31 through 33. Automate auto filter frequency from about 18 kHz down to around 200 to 500 Hz. By the time you hit the drop, you'll literally hear the track go underwater. That's good. That's the vacuum. Optional spice, but keep it gentle. Automate resonance up slightly right before the drop, something like 0.7 up to 1.2. Small moves only, because resonance can start screaming real fast in DNB. And here's a coach note. If you want a bit of nervous energy without a big obvious wobble, check auto filter's LFO or envelope amount. Keep it at 0 for most of the buildup, then add a tiny touch in the last half bar. It makes things feel tense without sounding like a cheesy filter preset. Next, we add a classic tension builder, the reverb throw into the drop. This is jungle and DNB tradition, but we're going to do it in a controlled, DJ-safe way. Create return track A. Put hybrid reverb on it. Pick a plate or hall. Set decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds. Big enough to feel dramatic. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so it doesn't instantly smear the transient. Then do the cleanup that beginners often skip. High cut the reverb so it's not fizzy, maybe 6 to 10 kHz. Low cut it so it's not muddy, around 200 to 400 Hz. This is huge, because reverb in the sub range will wreck your drop clarity. Now send your snare to that reverb return. Maybe a vocal stab too, but let's keep it simple. Snare. During most of the buildup, keep the send low. Then in a final 1 bar before the drop, ramp that send up hard. You're basically making the last snare splash into space. And now the most important part, cut the reverb on the drop. You can do that a few ways. The simplest is automating the return track volume down at bar 33, or automate hybrid reverb dry slash wet down. Either way, The rule is, the drop's first kick and snare must land clean, not inside a fog bank. Extra trick, instead of changing the send amount, you can automate the return's output gain up for that last moment, then hard cut at the drop. Sometimes that feels smoother, and it keeps your send levels more consistent across sections. Okay, next impact move, stereo narrowing before the drop, then widen at the drop. This is one of the easiest whoa moments you can create, and it also makes your kick, snare, and sub feel more powerful because the center becomes the focus. Put utility on your music group, not on your sub. Over the last two bars pre-drop, automate width from 100% down to somewhere like 20%. You can even go near zero if it sounds good. Then at the drop, snap back to 100%, or even 110 or 120 if it still holds up in mono. But remember, do not widen the sub. The sub stays mono. Always. Clubs, phones, DJ systems, big rig stereo sub is just asking for phase problems and weak translation. Now let's make the drop feel like it punches, without just blasting the level. We're going to shape transients on the drum bus. On your drums group, add drum bus. Set drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Crunch low, maybe 0 to 10. Boom off or very low. In DNB, sub management is usually handled elsewhere. Now the key, transients. Add a bit, like plus 5 to plus 20, but use your ears. After drum bus, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're not trying to squash. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. We want the drums glued, not flattened. Optional. Add saturator with soft clip on, and just a tiny bit of drive, like 1 to 3 dB. This can make the drums feel more forward without making them louder on the meter. Now the automation idea. In the build-up, keep drum bus transients around plus 5. For the first 1 or 2 bars of the drop, automate it up, like plus 15. Then settle it back to maybe plus 8 or plus 10 so the drop stays consistent and not overly clicky. That first punch moment is what people feel. Advanced but powerful. Micro automation right before the first kick and snare of the drop. You can do a tiny, tiny volume dip like a few milliseconds right before the transient hits. It's a psychoacoustic thing. A minute silence makes the hit feel bigger. Totally optional. If you're new, don't let this derail you, but it's a cool tool to know exists. Now let's talk DJ-friendly low-end control, because this is where a lot of beginner tracks become hard to mix. DJs need the bass to behave predictably across intros and transitions. On your bass group, at EQ8, put a high pass around 30 to 40 hc and just leave it. That cleans rumble and makes your low-end tighter. For the intro, you can do a DJ mix-in trick. Automate a stronger high pass over the first 16 bars, like starting around 120 hc and gradually going down to 40 hc by bar 17. This means a DJ can layer your intro over another track's bass without the low end fighting. It's such a practical, real-world move. Now for the actual impact moment, the pre-drop bass mute trick. In the last half bar before the drop, automate the sub-track utility gain to dip fast, even all the way to minus infinity, then return to zero on the drop. That tiny moment of silence makes the drop feel louder even at the exact same peak level. That's contrast doing the work. Next, add a riser and a stop moment. You can use a noise riser sample, or make one with operator, using noise and a bandpass filter sweeping upward. Bring it into the final bar. Then, add a micro gap right before the drop. An eighth note or a quarter note is enough. Cut everything for a split second, maybe leave a tiny controlled tail or a vocal chop. Keep it on the grid. In DNB, those tight edits are hype, but if they're off-grid or random, DJs hate it and dancers feel it. Now zoom out and arrange like a DJ expects. Intro, 16 bars, minimal and clean. Build-up, 16 bars. Add or change one thing every 4 bars so it feels like momentum. For example, add a riser at bar 17, snare build at bar 21, extra percussion at bar 25, then your big automation ramp starts around bar 29. Then the drop hits at bar 33. Drop A for 16 bars, then drop B variation for 16. And if you want to mix out, in the last 16 bars you can reduce complexity, simplify bass rhythm, remove the widest top layers, leave space for the next tune. A couple common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. Don't automate the master heavily. A big master filter sweep can wreck DJ mixing and cause weird tonal shifts when it's layered. Don't widen your sub. Keep it mono. Don't let reverb tails spill into the drop. If your first snare sounds behind glass, it's usually reverb still hanging around. And don't stack 5 huge changes at once. If filter, volume, width, distortion, and reverb all go crazy at the same moment, it becomes messy instead of powerful. Pick two or three main moves. Make them clear. Now a quick mini practice exercise you can finish in like 15 to 20 minutes. Build a basic loop. Two-step kick and snare, rolling hats, a simple sub note on the root, and a res or mid-bass stab. Arrange it into 32 bars, 16 bars intro, 16 bars build-up, drop at bar 33. Then only do 3 automations. Music group auto filter frequency. 18k down to around 300hc in the last 2 bars. Snare sent to hybrid reverb. Ramp up in the last bar, then hard off at the drop. Music group utility width. 100 down to 20%, then snap to 110% at the drop. Then bounce it and do the Riedel test. Turn your monitoring down a bit, because loud playback can trick you. Compare the last bar of build-up to the first bar of drop. If it only feels bigger because it's louder, pull the drop down by about 1 dB. If it still hits, you nailed the contrast. If it collapses, you need more contrast moves, not more gain. Optional homework challenge, if you want to level up fast. Save 3 versions of the same arrangement. 1 clean and punchy, mainly width and transient boost. 1 space and cut, big reverb or delay throw. Then hard cut, plus a short high-passed impact layer on beat 1. And 1 dark and underwater, aggressive low pass into the drop. Then restore highs instantly, but maybe keep bar 1 slightly narrower and let it bloom by bar 2. Final recap. Drop impact is contrast, not volume. Use group automation to stay in control. Filter for tension. Reverb throws for space. Width for focus and release. Keep it DJ friendly with clean 16-bar phrasing, predictable low end, and no messy tails. And make that first kick and snare after the drop the main event. If you tell me what style you're aiming for, liquid, roller, jungle, neuro, and what your track groups look like, I can map an exact automation plan with bar numbers and parameter targets for your project.